Hello, Potters, and welcome to Minisode 26.
I'm sure you noticed
the difference. This is not going to be a full episode because, quite frankly,
That's a good way to describe it.
Your co-hosts are burning themselves out pretty well this holiday season. I promise that we're not drunk in any sort of way. We are just really that tired.
Yeah.
Just work, life, school, just everything all at once. Especially, I mean, both the industries we work in are extraordinarily busy right now with end of year.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's trying to wrap it up and killing us in the process.
Yeah, so unfortunately, neither of us have had any time to get anything cosplay-related done. I mean, we have not had any time. So we felt that it was better not to put out a full episode full of fluff and bore you guys to death with filler than it is just to put out a short mini-sode and call it a day. So
we promise we'll have cool stuff next time, because I got a lot of really good ideas during my lunch break today.
Well, our next episode is going to be the first episode of year two of CosPod. Yep. It will be our anniversary episode, so big things will be in store. And for that reason, that's partially why we're cutting this short, so that we can regain our energy, so that we can do cool things next episode, because otherwise you're going to see a pair of zombies hosting. And not
we want to make
cosplay
you all proud of us.
Not cosplay zombies, like actual zombies.
I'm doing pretty good at that already. Val tried to cut her finger off. Not doing cosplay stuff. No, it was opening a box from Amazon.com. Go me.
Did you at least have a good holiday?
No, not really.
I will say that I received an odd gift that's kind of convention related. And they're called spa socks.
Oh, yeah.
For those who don't know, spa socks are apparently very fluffy socks that are infused with shea butter. All hoity-toity.
They're very nifty and weird.
Well, they're supposed to make your feet feel very soft and nice and warm. And so, of course, this would be a good thing to have if you go to a convention, because, of course, you know how much your feet hurt at the end of the day. So I've been wearing them, and it feels kind of odd because these have little pads on the bottom, non-slip pads.
Oh, that's
weird. So it feels
weird.
Like I'm walking on bubble wrap.
See, the ones I've had before were all kind of squishy, so it always weirded me out when I started walking around in them.
These aren't really squishy. It just kind of makes my feet feel like they're sheathed in vegetable oil, and that I'm walking on bubble wrap, but it's not popping. So there's no therapeutic effect from walking in the bubble wrap. But it does make my feet feel nice, so I'll probably bring these to the next convention I go to.
There you go.
Just to pamper my feet after 7 miles of walking in a day.
I did get something where I participated in a Secret Santa this year, and I got this cute little Hello Kitty doll, which is sitting over there somewhere, and I can't really pull it off, but yeah.
Yay, Hello Kitty!
I like Hello Kitty. Yeah, that's cool. It was cool with me.
Oh, I saw The Hobbit on Christmas
Day.
I finally saw The Hobbit. Well, I was going to go see it beforehand, but my family asked me to wait so we could do it as a family event. So, you know, I'm not going to tell my mom no. So we all went out to the movies on Christmas Day. And oddly enough, cosplay-wise, I was thinking I was really going to be into Galadriel's, like, elf-like stuff.
Sure.
Ethereal and angelic and such. I liked Elrond's a lot, and his was the only cosplay I liked.
His was really good. I liked the way they designed his outfits. I thought they did a really cool job with it.
Yeah, I am not an outfit designer, but if I see one I like, I can reverse engineer it. I'm just waiting for Alley Cat Scratch to put up their wealth of information, because they always put up screenshots and sketches of how to do things and pattern references and such. Because they do all the Lord of the Rings stuff anyway. Mm-hmm. So they haven't put up The Hobbit yet. So I'm just waiting for them to put up The Hobbit stuff so that I can get
It'll happen. In due time.
Yeah, I'm kind of sad I won't have it in time for AllCon, because that's when I would want to do
it. To wear it, yeah.
Because, Sylvester McCoy, who is Radagast the Brown, he's going to be at AllCon. So I'm like hobbiting geek out.
There's not enough time to get something ready for that now.
It's just not. I mean, I will be very lucky if I get Seif done in any sort of time to wear it for AllCon, and that's only if I bust my butt basically between now and the 22nd, because the 22nd is when I go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
And once I go back to school,
That's a
yeah,
you're
that's it. I am not going to have any time on the weekends to do much of anything, basically, except maybe slave over my Akon costumes.
Yep. That sounds about right.
So I'm seriously considering just ditching Seif for this year, which makes me feel really bad because I really want to do it. But school's just more important at this point. So,
Yeah.
because it means more money, and money means cosplay,
Welcome
among
to
other things.
life and priorities. It's so fun being an adult.
Yeah, so the new
Yeah.
year is probably only going to bring two new costumes for me. Maybe three if I end up doing something for Anime Fest.
Whereas I
But
have
that's it.
eight.
Yeah, you have eight. Oh my gosh.
That just takes me up to Akon. That doesn't take the rest of the year
So our new year is going to be rather busy.
account. Well, I'm sure you'll have a lot of random tutorials of me probably swearing at my sewing machine.
There will be a lot of random things, I think, in 2013.
Yes.
Especially where this podcast is concerned.
Oh,
So,
yes. We're special.
yeah, but at the very least, we hope that all of you out there, our audience, had a very happy holiday, whichever you celebrate. I mean, we're not trying to be PC, we're just trying to be inclusive.
Christmas,
So,
Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, St. Patrick's Day, whatever.
Christmas, Hanukkah, Solstice, Kwanzaa, Kamas.
There you go. Happy Festivus. There
There
you
you
go.
go, for the rest of us. And also to all of our listeners, we hope you have a wonderful and prosperous new year filled with all sorts of nifty cosplay stuff. Because ours will be.
Absolutely.
And with that, we are going to sign off this mini-sode, and we will see you with all sorts of wonderful things in year two of CosPod, episode 27. So, bye!
See you in 2013.